Sport on RTE Radio 1.
More now from Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Mary. Live action. The Hong Kong Sevens underway. The Irish men's and women's team have just completed their second match of the tournament, and the Irish men's team just been narrowly beaten by Fiji 21-19. The men also lost their opening game 35-5 against Argentina. Unfortunately, the women's team has also lost their two opening matches. They lost 26-17 to Fiji and 28-17 to Great Britain. Now, in 15s rugby, the Irish women's team to play Italy in the Six Nations on Sunday will be named today. Evelyn Riley is expected to come into the starting team at scrum half, and she's been talking to Michael Corcoran. Firstly, about that narrow defeat to France in their opening game.
Last week, we were really disappointed coming off the field, as we felt it was a game we definitely should have won if we cut down our own mistakes. So this weekend, it's a big focus for us to be clinical and execute everything so that we don't have the same feeling of regret coming off the field.
And you put yourselves in a pretty good position coming towards the end of the game. I mean, what, 7, 8, 9 minutes ago, there was only a small score in between the two of you.
Yeah, like at the first half it was tight, and then coming in the second half we felt that we had the momentum. And it was unfortunate then at the end that we just couldn't execute and get another few tries on the board. So, we were happy the way we kept France like tight, but then also we felt like we should have been on top more. So, yeah, bittersweet, really.
So it's Italy this week. If when I say a fair bit to work on, I don't mean that in a bad sense. But, you know, I suppose that's one of the things coming from last week, that you have a good bit of work to do ahead of the Italian game on Sunday.
Yeah, we started back in camp there on Tuesday, and we really like reviewed the French game and made sure that everything and every mistake we made was like ruled out, and that we wouldn't make the same mistake again this weekend. So yeah, I think a big focus for us was like execution this weekend and just being clinical and really firing shots at the Italians.
It's kind of hard learning on the job, isn't it? You know, I mean, you're kind of you're almost learning as you're playing, really. But that's what elite sport is all about.
Yeah, that's it. You just have to be as good as your last game, if better than your last game, really. And really get rid of those mistakes. Each week, we just want to be better and better and put ourselves in the best position coming into the pool games in the World Cup.
I suppose there's nothing like playing games, is there, in the sense that, you know, you can have all the practice and everything you want in terms of camps and everything, but it's actually getting out there, putting on the shirt and coming face-to-face with top-class opposition is what really counts.
Yeah, like, we want to be the best Ireland team every time we get out there on the pitch. We want to be better than our last performance, as I said, and we just want to constantly grow and learn on the job. We're really chasing the win this weekend.
So a trip away to play Italy, a team, even when I mentioned the name, can bring and trigger bad memories in everybody's head, basically, to be fair about it. There have been some tight tussles between the two teams over the years.
Yeah, similar to last weekend, we had loss like that against Italy, where we felt that we were on top for most of the game and we should have executed on more scores. So this weekend we'll be really chasing momentum and like making sure that when we get those opportunities that we take them.
Well, good luck to the women's team. That's on Sunday afternoon. We'll have it on Sunday Sport, as we will have tomorrow's big game from Castlebar, Connacht hosting Munster in the URC, in front of us sellout crowd in Castlebar. Ulster are the first team in URC action. They play this evening hosting the Stormers, and Leinster, the league leaders, they're in South Africa where they play the Sharks. In soccer news, Chelsea's women overturned a 2-goal first leg deficit to beat Manchester City 3-0 last night and go through to the semi-final of the Champions League, where they'll meet Barcelona. Barca hammered Wolfsburg 10-1 on aggregate. In this evening's domestic action, the top three sides are all away from home. The Premier Division leaders Drogheda United are in Turner's Cross to play Cork City. St Pat's go to Waterford, and Galway United meet Bohemians at Dalymount Park. Sligo Rovers are at home to the champions Shelburne, and Shamrock Rovers entertain Derry City. The First Division leaders Dundalk play Wexford in Oriel Park. Now, in Gaelic games, the Allianz Football League finals dominate this weekend. We have finals in all four divisions. Former Dublin All-Star Paul Flynn is giving us his verdicts. Earlier, he went for Wexford to win Division 4 and Offaly to pip Kildare in the Division 3 final. So what about his view on Divisions 1 and 2? Division 1 sees Kerry take on Mayo, who are in Championship action just 7 days later.
little bit of a pity, obviously, that Mayo have to play next the following week against Sligo. But that aside, I think both teams will be coming, you know, looking forward to the challenge of Croke Park and facing one another. Two teams are quite settled over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed. Like, you know, the new rules really suit them both. They're allowing Mayo play that, like, you know, high energy, high octane, high press game, and then, you know, creating space for their forwards. Matthew Horan, midfield, has been phenomenal over the last number of weeks, keeping points below Donoghue, has been so sharp inside. But even then, the Hessian coming from deep is playing a really critical role for him this league campaign, keeping him injury free. It's been a positive. On the flip of that, Kerry, look, with additional space, no better team to exploit it than Kerry, and they are absolutely finding their feet. Kicking 5.45 in the league so far, not kicking any two-pointers, spreading the scores across the Guineas and Clifford, and Paddy Clifford playing that key role as a link player. Obviously, Dermot O'Connor missing in the middle of the field is a loss, but I just feel that Kerry this weekend are going to have too much for Mayo, especially with Mayo might just have one eye on their championship game the following week against Sligo.
And what about the Division 2 final, Paul?
Yeah, I think, look, the Division 2 game is very interesting. Obviously, Roscommon and Monaghan face each other already only a couple of weeks back. Roscommon winning that game by 5 points. I think Roscommon, look, there's no doubt the quality of footballers they've had through the years, especially in the forward line. You know, with the Murtas back in great form, Darragh Craig playing some serious football, and then the Smith then in the middle of the field or in the half forward line, just being that dominant figure, that link player, and kicking spook scores as well. They're really relished in the new rules as well, the early adopters of it. And that, like, you know, you do bank those wins, you know, when you beat the team and you're playing them in the final a couple of weeks later. It's certainly something that they'll be trading off this week in their preparation. But I must say, I've been super impressed with Monaghan, the job Gabriel Brannigan has done there. And they're building a team now with pace, with energy. And they've got the shutter, the defenders in the back that can shut down his forwards like Wiley and Duffy and O'Toole. But in a fence then, like Stephen O'Hanlon has been excellent. And Micheál Brannigan in centre forward has been playing that kind of playmaker role really, really well and chipping in with scores. So it's a really tight one to call. I know it was a 5-point difference when they played each other in the league, but I just have a sneaky suspicion that Monaghan are going to come up here, have a bit about them and might just cause a slight upset by if you want to call it an upset. But I think Monaghan can steal this one from Roscommon, but really tight game, and I expect a high scoring game as well.
That's Paul Flynn. Now in golf, Seamus Power shot an opening round of 1-under par 69 at the Houston Open. He's 4 shots off the lead. Rory McIlroy 1 shot further back on level par. Patrick Harrington is 4 over. Alejandro Tosti, Taylor Pendrith, Keith Mitchell and Ryan Gerrard top the leaderboard. And at the Ford Championship in Arizona, Leona Maguire 2-under par after the opening round, 7 behind the leader Charlie Hull. And finally, racing today is in Dundalk on you.